The city of Houston, Texas, has the largest community of Vietnamese in the United States, outside of California. Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States. Between 150,000 and 300,000 Vietnamese live in Houston. It is difficult to know an exact number, because many Vietnamese do not complete census forms in the United States. They do not trust government officials in the U.S. because they learned not to trust government officials in Vietnam. The Vietnamese population in Houston and other Texas cities is growing. That is because many Vietnamese who have family members in the United States are able to get visas designed to reunify families. These newly arrived Vietnamese bring strong connections to the language and culture of their country to the Houston Vietnamese community. Many of them listen to Radio Saigon Houston. Vu Tan Thuy talks with listeners who call to discuss their families, politics, and events in Vietnam. She owns the station with her husband. They were both journalists in Vietnam. She then became a reporter for a newspaper in San Diego, California. Many Vietnamese in the United States listen to her. Some Vietnamese stations in other parts of the United States broadcast her program. And some people in Vietnam listen to it on the internet.
This morning, our station did an interview with a priest in Vietnam who was leading a group of 18,000 protesters in the central of Vietnam against the abolition.
Vu Tan Thuy says people who listen to the station are very interested in what is happening in Vietnam. She says they are worried about Chinese claims to Vietnamese territory. She says the station broadcasts programs on many issues.
There's a show to answer any kind of question. And if you come up with a question and ask me, I will tell you when to listen and, you know, at what time, what day to listen.
The radio station is in a part of Houston where many Vietnamese live and work. Even the street signs are in Vietnamese. Near the station are a large Vietnamese Buddhist pagoda and a Vietnamese Catholic church. The shopping center where the station has its studios has many Vietnamese restaurants, tea shops, bakeries, and health food stores. Many people who work and shop in the area speak only Vietnamese. For some who have recently arrived from Vietnam, as well as for some who have been here many years, the area is a place where they can be comfortable. Vu Tan Thuy says the station helps people who grew up in Vietnam adjust to their new life in the United States. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.